King. Zometeen dikke tunes van onder andere Laugerino, Panama, Beyoncé featuring Jay-Z met Deja Vu. Voor velen die het misschien niet weten, ik ben even een paar weken even tussenuit geweest. 2 weken lang zat ik in Los Angeles. Een hoop dingen meegemaakt, gezien. Ik was naar de Grammy Week Party waar ik Fat Joe weer tegenkwam. Even bijgepraat. Nou, die foto's en beelden die staan op mijn Instagram, Fernando Phonics. Go check it out, Fernando Phonics. Nou, wie ik ook daar tegenkwam in Los Angeles was Xzibit. Nou, mensen die mij kennen weten dat ik fan ben, muziekliefhebber ben. Ja, sinds 96 van deze man. Nigga, you make a gang of noise you never seen like a cricket. I guess it's why we never kick it. A lot of niggas... Paparazzi, de track waarmee hij gewoon de wereld domineerde. Laat ging hij werken met Dr. Dre. En ik zat met allemaal vragen. Ging naar Amerika en ik zeg van, ik heb een aantal vragen en ik hoop dat hij daar antwoord op gegeven. 1. Gaat hij nog een keer werken met Dr. Dre? En gaan we nog een keer meer muziek van hem horen? Want hij is bezig met Empire, daar speelt hij nieuw in. Hij doet veel voice-over werk en al dat soort dingen. Dus ja, ik ging dus naar L.A. en ik kwam Xzibit tegen. We gingen uit eten, we spraken en zo ging het gesprek. What's up, it's your boy Fernando, right here in Los Angeles, chilling with the one and the only. It's Mr. X to the Z, Xzibit. Xzibit, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How are you, man? Thank you for traveling so far. And you know what? Let me say this first. I you know, through the graces of social media, I really appreciate you supporting me from the Netherlands all the way over here in the United States, man. I'll be watching you pump my shit up, man. I've been a big fan of Amsterdam. Shout out to the Greenhouse, Yoa, everybody else out there, the Dewey. You know what I'm saying? It goes down. You know what I'm saying? Much love. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate the love and respect I get from the Netherlands.
Gotcha, man. Xzibit, you've been in this industry very long. I remember the first record, your breakthrough record. It's not the first record you recorded, but it's the first breakthrough record, Paparazzi. Only for the money in the bank,
Paparazzi. No, that was the first record I ever recorded, ever.
Oh, wow. But you also had a song with the Liquid Crew as well.
No, that was my first solo record I ever recorded was Paparazzi.
Oh, wow. And thinking about the first record you ever recorded, Paparazzi, in 1996, and we're living now in 2017, how much has changed in your career?
A lot, you know. People's definition of Paparazzi has changed. We've seen the birth of TMZ. We've seen the birth of Paparazzi Nation. It's pretty chilling to see that I chose to go that route so, you know, way back when, and then to see it come to fruition in 2000s and 2017s. You know what I mean? It's been really weird.
Wow, and it's amazing to see how many records you drop, like 7 solo records. Right. You're busy with your 8th album. What can you tell us about your new album?
The only thing I could tell you about my new album is that it's called Veterans Day. This is the first time I publicly said it. But it is going to be called Veterans Day.
And why Veterans Day?
Because I'm a motherfucking vet. And I've been here. I've been doing this. I know more than you do. I've been your age, but you ain't been mine. You know what I'm saying? So I got a lot to say. I have a lot to put, you know, to the forefront. And I can't wait to do it.
Wow. And in terms of production, who can you tell us? Who's working on your new album?
These Nuts. No, all bullshit aside, actually I have an artist called James Savage coming out first, and then after we put James Savage out, then Xzibit is gonna be released.
Okay, because in the past you've done like incredible records with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem. Have you been working with these guys on a new project or on new music?
I'm extremely close with Dr. Dre. We have several things coming. You know, we just released the Compton album. Not just released, but I mean, it's been out for about a year and a half. And it did well. It went gold. I think it's on its way to platinum. I think we did good. You know, it was music inspired by the movie, which was really successful, the Straight Outta Compton film. And so now we're in a place where, you know, we all can go independently and do what we want to do. We know the game. And, you know, in my first contract, there was no such thing as the internet. That's how long ago I came out, 1996. So there's no digital rights in any of the language of my contract. So, you know, I have a free reign over my, you know, existence in 2017.
Wow, amazing. And as an actor, I saw you, like, do your thing on Empire. How did you, like, get, like, get the role? Like, did you like audition for it? Was it your plan to like be on the show, Empire?
No, there was no plan to it. I'm actually with a great representation, a company called Primary Wave. Stephen Greener is my manager. Eric Skinner is my manager. Michael Carr. All these guys that work really hard. They got me on Empire after I joined their company, and you know, it's we got really outstanding reviews coming from season 2 going into season 3. We just got picked up season 4. So I mean, it's I can't complain. You know, network TV is great, but my heart is still in the music. You know, that's where I come from. I can do that in my sleep. So that's what we're about.
The Nando Leaks.
It's Ecstasy Exhibit, and I'm waking up every morning with Fernando. Let's get it going. Turn that music up.